Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Might help if I unmute. Hello.
Hello.
There are so many things, like, just, yep.
My wife said, who are you talking to? Nobody.
Like, nobody at the moment. Because Lita completely screwed that one up. You guys are going, what the hell is going on? She's like, talking away. Yep. Okay. Oh, dear Lord. Anyway, we all heard it from my side, so that was awesome. I don't know if that's not going to come out on Twitch. So you know what? We will do that again. Anyway, take two. Okay. Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast, episode 175. Again, today is Saturday, July 20th, 2019. Again, I am your host, Lita, and joining me this time, correctly, is my co-hoster, who's over here.
Hey, yay, I'm here.
All right. Oh, jeez. I tell ya. Anyway, it's all good.
I was about 5 seconds from rebooting my computer thinking, oh my God, it froze.
I'm sorry, guys. There is so much that's going on sometimes, especially at the start of a live show. And anyone who does live things would kind of understand, you know, there's things, there's rituals you've got to do, there's all sorts of things that you're preparing and making sure things are ready to go, and you think, yep, I've got everything organized this week, and screw it up by not unmuting yourself.
You're doing really good, considering if I was running the board, we would be a half hour late. So you're at 5 minutes, not bad.
Hilarious. Anyway. All right, let's do this. We have got a very special guest, and I have to say I'm super excited that she said yes. So thank you, Denaris, for saying yes. We appreciate that. But welcome to the show. And thank you for coming to have a chat with Stir and I. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. I'm super excited to be here. I was so thrilled that you guys asked me to be on the show.
Oh, no, absolutely. I know that you've... for everyone that doesn't know you, you know, you're... got many, let's say, a few tunes in over on Wormrest, and of course that's where the Iron Man Guild is, that Stir is that runs for us. So thank you, Stir, again, appreciate, great guild master and guild coroner, which we, you know, double duty can be a little hard at times. We appreciate
And it's been busy lately. A lot of people have been dying.
I noticed when I logged in yesterday, and I was, because I have a add-on that pops up, and if there's any changes, because obviously I always keep that from when I used to have my own guild and all of that, you know. So you want to know changes, what's going on, and I've just gone, oh dear Lord. Oh, it's been a rough time in the Wormrest Accord Guild, because I was like, oh, geez. So anyway, Denaris, thank you. Or Miss D, as we said, Miss D is refers to you, and thank you for coming to have a chat. So we want to get to know you. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself? So the player behind the characters, please.
Yeah, so I'm currently in school. I'm about done. I'm actually going to be graduating in October, on October 17th. I'll be graduating with my bachelor's degree in elementary education. I'll be graduating with honors. And I am super excited about that.
Wow. Wow, it's, we're happy for you.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it's been a long road. And let me tell you, there's been a lot of there's been a lot of excitement. There's been a lot of tears. There's been a lot of, I don't think I can do this anymore. but I have, in fact, I had a 4.0, and because of one teacher who gave me a C on a worksheet, I got a 3.9 GPA because of one teacher.
Oh, that hurt.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
but still, it's been pretty damn impressive.
It's been rough. I still maintain my, I'm in an honor society called Kappa Phi Delta, and I get all kinds of like special programs that I can join, and I was actually able to enter a writing contest not that long ago. I submitted an essay for. I had a chance to win some money for this writing contest through Kappa Phi Delta. I didn't win, but it was fun. Oh, yeah, it was fun to write the essay and to enter the contest, to have that opportunity. So there's that I've been very busy with. In fact, Tuesday, I'm going to be leaving for 3 weeks. I have to go 3.5 hours out of town to go stay with my best friend to do my field experience for this final class that I'm in, because there are no summer schools in this tiny little town that I live in.
Okay.
And there aren't even any preschools open.
Wow.
So I have to go stay with my best friend for three weeks and do my field experience out there. So there's that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I do my student teaching in August, and I have to do that for 15 weeks.
Wow.
So, yeah, 70 weekdays. I will be student teaching until the second week of December.
Wow.
So.
Okay.
For free.
Wow. Yes. And that trend will continue, mm-hmm. by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers are so underpaid.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. But it's a wonderful thing you're doing. That's sounds amazing.
So, I am very excited. I want to teach third grade, and I'm actually doing my student teaching in a second grade classroom.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty close to the grade that I want to teach.
Okay.
So I will get to kind of experience that age level. So I'm really excited about that. But aside from school, although I have not uploaded anything in a really long time, mm-hmm. I have a music channel on YouTube. I sing. I have been singing since I was 7. And in fact, I auditioned for season 11 of America's Got Talent. And it was one of the most amazing experiences of my life. It was so cool.
Cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. I didn't get to go past the open call auditions, but it was still very cool.
Yeah. Well, there's a gazillion people that attempt that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was a lot of people there. A lot. Lots. Like I was just, and that was just one place. Like they have it. They have the open call auditions all over the United States. And that was just the Las Vegas open call auditions, because that was the closest place to us.
Yeah.
And there was just ton of people there, like a ton. Mm.
That's very cool.
Yeah. So, and I love to write songs and poetry. I also play the piano and the flute.
Wow.
Yeah, I was in band in high school. I was one of those. I was a band geek.
Nothing wrong with that.
I was a band geek. Middle school and high school. Yeah, so there's that. And hobbies? Wow.
Sounds good. Yeah. Sounds good.
I used to play Guild Wars 2, but it... I really... Guild Wars 2 is okay, but I quickly get bored with it.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I started out with Guild Wars 1, and I got bored with that really fast because the level cap was 20. And after level 20, there wasn't much to do except for PvP. And mm-hmm. I really, really don't like PvP. I yep. never have in any game. And so I was like, well, this is dumb. So then Guild Wars 2 came out, which was really cool because they, you know, there's quite a bit to do after you hit the level cap, which I think is 80, 60 or 80. I can't remember now. Maybe it's 80. Mm-hmm. I haven't played it in a really long time.
I wouldn't have but, a clue.
So... Yeah, I don't remember. I haven't played it in a really long time. So, I played that for a little while, and because my mom plays it, she actually runs a guild on Guild Wars 2.
Oh, nice.
And she made me an officer in her guild, but really hard to...
I don't play it.
Yeah. When you don't play, it's like... I can't be, it's like, I'm on WoW more than Guild Wars 2, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, there's that. And then, home life. I am engaged to the most amazing woman ever. We got engaged about 4 Christmases ago.
Nice. Congratulations.
I proposed to her on Christmas morning.
How cool.
I proposed to her with the ring that her dad had given her mom to propose with. Her dad passed away some years ago in an avalanche.
Oh, wow.
And she thought, the funny thing is, she thought the ring was gone. She thought the ring had been lost. And I had been conspiring with her mother and her sister for like a month to propose to her with this ring, and she had no clue.
Nice.
Amazing.
So, wow. Yeah. Mm. We don't know when we're going to get married because she wants to get married under the Shark Tank in Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas.
Okay.
Yeah, during Shark Week, you know, make sure that.
Yes.
Of course.
So, she's just great. She's just been there for me for everything, and we've been through a lot of ups and downs, and she's, I don't know where I'd be without her. So,
well, that's fantastic.
She's just great.
Yeah.
And in fact, this past Christmas, I finally got a ring. I finally got to stop using my class ring as an engagement ring.
Oh, nice.
So I was awesome. Really excited.
Yeah. That is very exciting. So congratulations to you both. That is wonderful.
Oh, okay. And with all that, you managed to play the challenge.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I managed to find time to play the challenge in this chaos of life. Which really is chaos. Let me tell you.
It is, and practically every night in Guild Chat, Miss D will go, okay, well, I got to go study. And I'm like, well, I've known you for a long, long, long time. You've been studying a long, long time too. So it's going to be so cool when you graduate.
2 years. 2 years. And, you know, there's some nights, I will be honest, there's some nights where I'm like, you know what? I don't want to do schoolwork tonight, and I'll just shove it all into my weekend. Like, there was one night the other night where I just didn't want to do anything. So I looked in my planner and I went, how can I arrange this so I don't have to do any homework tonight? And I shoved it all into the weekend.
I think we all have times like that.
We call that being an adult. Mm-hmm. So.
Yep.
Well, let's talk about, you know, the whole challenge and World of Warcraft and stuff like that. So tell us, how long have you been playing World of Warcraft? And when did you first start trying the challenge? You know, the Iron Man challenge.
Yeah, I started playing WoW in vanilla, and my very first character was a gnome mage, which I quickly realized are very squishy.
Mm-hmm.
I quickly deleted that character before she ever even hit level 15.
Okay.
Because I couldn't get her to stop dying.
Yep.
And vanilla WoW... It was so different. Mm-hmm. It was honestly another world. Like, it was just, it was completely different than what WoW is now.
Mm-hmm.
And I started trying the challenge during Wrath.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And during Wrath, things were also a lot different. I mean, you know, because you couldn't select a spec, you know, because specs weren't forced, and so there were, since you couldn't select a spec, there were a lot of things that were not automatically given to you like there are now. Since specs are forced, there are spells that are automatically given to you when you choose your spec. So you were very limited in, you know, as far as what spells you had, and you really had to pick and choose carefully.
Yeah. Yeah. You had to buy your spells as well. So
You also had to buy your spells, which also, you know,
did you have enough money to buy the spell? Because if you didn't,
right,
you didn't get your spell. Especially if you wanted an upgrade.
You're like, oh my god, I have 30 copper. Yeah. I might have enough
spell. I'm rich. Yes, exactly.
And so it's like, you're running back and forth to the spell trainer. Because mm-hmm. every time you get 30 or 40 copper, you have to spend it on your spells instead of on... And you're like, do I buy a spell? Or do I buy a hunk of bread? Like, what?
Yep, exactly. Like, choices. Like, life choices. It's like, which way do I go? Absolutely. So at the moment, then, so with all the WoW experience that you've had, and obviously you've been playing WoW for, you know, a little bit of time. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
So what are you currently focused on? Because obviously, again, from when Iron Man first started to now, there's been lots of changes. New challenges have popped up. We're now running, what, seven challenges?
Yeah.
Plus teams. Variants. Like, there's many different types. So for you at the moment, when you play, what's your focused on? Which challenge are you really enjoying? Or do you try them all?
Well, I have I have tried them all. The mm-hmm. only one I have not tried is teams. Okay. And I will say this, the reason I have not tried teams is because I'm very specific in the way I play. And mm-hmm. I think I would drive someone crazy. I really do. I don't think.
Cough. Zort. Cough.
So, right now, I've lost several irons in the last couple of weeks, and so I needed kind of a change. And I don't remember who it was. I can't remember who it was that suggested it, but somebody suggested that I try the Working Man because they had asked me if I had tried it, and I said, well, no, I haven't tried it yet. And they said, well, you should try it and see if you like it. Excuse me. And so I said, okay, I'll give it a go. And I really like it because it's kind of like, it's like being a pacifist and being able to kill stuff. And I have not had very much luck with pacifists.
Okay.
I will never make another one. I will say that right now. I'll never make another one. I have not been able to get one over level 20. And let me tell you, when your pacifist dies at level 20, it feels like you've lost your whole life.
Yeah.
It's like so much work has... I can't imagine losing one higher than that, because it's like so much work has gone down the drain. And so much time.
Oh yeah, it's a kick in the gut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I kudos to you guys who have made it farther than that, because I don't know how you do it. But right now, I am currently playing a dwarf paladin named Shireen, who's my working man, who is level 47, I believe. I got her to level 47 last night. I've been neck and neck with somebody from Azul Narub server on the working man list. I've been fighting with them for the number one spot.
Nice.
I was so tired last night, and I went and checked the working man list. And I saw that this person had taken the number one spot, and I went, oh, hell no. And I stayed up just so that I could kick him out of the number one spot.
There is nothing quite like some little, you know, like internal, damn it, this person's not going to be. I love it. You know, it is a solo challenge. But there's a little bit of, you know, hey, let's throw some competition, friendly competition out there. So, yeah, that is fantastic. I love it. I love it. Absolutely.
Yeah, it was great.
And you'd be good for the contest then, because there's a lot of that in the contest.
Yeah, I also have a green man that I'm working on, although I haven't played her in a while. Mm-hmm. She's a cool Tyran human, and she's a druid. I believe she's somewhere in the 20s, level 27 or 28. Okay. And the reason I haven't really been working on her is because I did get a little discouraged, admittedly, when I found out that the Kul Tirans, the allied races, are kind of not, like, they don't get as much, like, hey, kudos. Good for you type kudos, well, if they make it, like,
it's, yeah, no, kudos. That's yeah, so I understand, but allied races have always been have been on a different par to what the normal levels are, because you're starting at level one and you're going all the way. So originally it always has been, you still get kudos, you just probably don't get as much kudos.
Not as much.
As much. And I think that was one of the things that I said to you from my point of view, and I'm sure from Stir's, I don't want to speak for Stir, but as far as I'm concerned, you make it to 120, damn, fantastic. Like,
yeah.
Doesn't matter if you're doing it on an allied race, doesn't matter if you're doing it on a freaking gnome or an undead, don't care. You've done it. However, you're going to be at a slightly higher level, or, you know, maybe a little pedestal a bit more if you've done it from level one as opposed to doing it from level 20. So, you right. know, the thought of that now is shifting away to previous thoughts, I would say. So,
right.
But still, Death Knight, amazing. Yeah. Amazing achievement still.
Death Knights had that same kind of feel to it. Even yeah. worse with, you know, starting in the 50s.
Mm. That's right. So yeah. So don't think that you're starting. It's still an amazing achievement, absolutely. So you still get kudos, definitely.
I have been working on her a little bit, off and on, just not as much as the focus
well,
I've been putting on.
Well, you're flying on the working man. You're flying. Yeah. Like seriously, I fantastic. Really like,
yeah, I really like the working man. I also have a bloodthirsty that I don't work on very much. I really should give her some love one of these days. I do have a gnome warrior that's my bloodthirsty.
Mm-hmm.
And she, what I like to do with her is I like to leave her in an inn and get her full rested. Mm-hmm. And then I go and I farm rares. Mm-hmm. And because the rares give quite a bit of good XP.
Oh yeah.
And so I get her full rested and then I go farm rares, but only after she gets full rested. So yeah. I don't play her very often.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, that's good.
So she's a slow leveler.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. But that's pretty much my current focus right now.
Okay.
Cool. Well, you know, I personally have seen you popping in and out of the guild with quite a variety of different tunes and classes and races. So looking back, what would you say is your fondest challenge memory and you've been doing it for some time now. So you mentioned the discouraged, but tell us about the encouraged. What's your happy memory here?
Honestly, my fondest challenge memory was finally making it out of the old world on my Pally, who is now a tin man.
Mm-hmm.
She's now a tin man because I made it out of the old world and I went into Burning Crusade and I very stupidly flew over a horde town.
Oh,
and
trust me, I understand that. I understand that.
Yeah. I was not paying attention at all. Mm-hmm. And she got shot down.
Yeah,
that was like an insta-death.
Mm-hmm.
But
still,
happy.
the achievement of, you know, you took her to a level that you'd never taken her to, like, you'd
yes.
never taken a tune to before. So, yeah.
I actually made
that's
it.
That's fantastic.
That actually happened quite a bit into Outlands because she was level, I believe, 67 when mm-hmm. that happened.
Yeah.
So I had been in Outlands for quite some time when
nice.
I did that. And I was pretty excited, just, you know, I had never made it out of Old World before that.
Yeah.
Before with except for with that character, and it was like this relief. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, I finally did it after all this time.
Yeah. and you get flight
exciting.
Too at the same time, and
I know.
And you're shouting down yeah. at all the people in Stormwind City that are still walking, and you're like, ha, I can fly. Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
All right, so then tell us, like, leveling path, and I suppose particularly, you know, with the working man that you've been leveling, has that path been similar to what you've done with the green man and with your previous iron? So what path do you do, and have you had to tweak it for the working man, or is it similar?
Well, I mean, it kind of depends on the race that I'm playing.
Mm-hmm.
But So if I don't have a tune that, like, I usually favor humans for some stupid reason. Like, they don't have a great racial, but if I don't have a human, what I like to do is do the starting zone, and then when I get to around, so I do the starting zone, and then I do, like, the next two starting zones. So for, like, example, if I'm on a night elf, I do the starting zone, and then I go do, Ashenvale? I can't think now.
Ashenvale or Darkshore?
Yeah, at Darkshore, Ashenvale.
Yeah.
So, and then when I, like, let's say I was doing a night elf. So then I would, when I get to around level 20 to 25, I would go to Elwynn Forest. And the reason I do this is because if you go to Elwynn Forest around 20 to 25 and do the starting quest, you can actually get gear upgrades. So since the gear upgrades that you buy from the vendors are at, you know, it goes 10 and then 17 and then 22, you can go to Elwynn Forest and get the gear upgrades from the quest that will match your level and will upgrade from what you already have on. And I think they will scale to your level up to like level 30, I believe.
Okay.
And so I do that, and then my next, the next place that I like to go is Westfall. Westfall is very safe for irons. Mm-hmm. I don't have to skip any of the quests there. Then I do a couple of the quests in Red Ridge. I only do, like, I usually do the knolls and the ones where you kill the animals, and then I do, you know, the find the necklace.
Yeah.
Safe ones.
Yeah.
And then after I do those and pick up the flight path, I go to Loch Modan. Mm-hmm. Loch Modan is another safe zone.
Mm-hmm.
And after Loch Modan, I go to Duskwood.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, depending on the class that I'm playing, I will do STV.
Okay.
Not always. STV, I would not recommend for mages, priests, anybody who wears cloth. I've lost too many clothies in STV.
Mm-hmm.
Pallies are good for STV. I can clear north and south STV on a pally and do all the quests there without any problem. Same with hunters.
Yeah.
The only thing I would tell you to be careful of in STV, which I have lost a pally to, is be really careful if you're on a prop pally and you use Avenger's Shield. If you shoot it too close to the Nessingwary camp, you'll get one shot by those NPCs.
Memory is not good.
Memories of fur. The first iron death to an STV guard was poor fur. She lost one. And we're all like, wait, what?
Mm-hmm. Yep, been there, died that. That's what Fair just said. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Periton's not very, that's not a very friendly looking Murloc there, Periton. And I think Zortz is a little bit like, STV. Yeah. However, I love STV, Misty. I really do, but it can be a little rough. And I do agree.
It really depends on your class.
Absolutely.
It really heavily depends on the class, because some classes will just get mauled in STV.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
True. And then another place I like to go after STV is sometimes, again, it depends on the class, is Dustwallow Marsh.
Mm-hmm.
Although I will say this, I have been killed by the deserters there. So again, it depends on the class. A hunter or a pally can do it. I just recently did it on Shireen on my pally. It was pretty easy with a pally who has the bubble and the two healing spells. And then after that, I like to go to Tanaris, Swamp of Zaros, and Blasted Lands. I will say this about my path and the places I like to go. I only go to the places where I know I can either complete all of the quests or most of the quests, because I am a completionist and I'm very OCD. I don't even like to have like more. I don't like to have quests in my quest log for more than one area at the same time, which is why I say I can't do teams, because I would drive someone crazy.
I love it.
I know there are people who like to jump around. Fair. I know there are people who like to jump around, and they're like, I won't do this named boss. I won't kill rares after 30. I won't do this zone. I won't do this quest. And I'm like, I am a go-getter. I will do everything and anything unless I know that I can't.
Yeah.
Don't be like me. Don't do it just because I'm doing it, please.
Yeah.
I've been doing this a long time, and I know
think that's a good point, though. Yeah.
I've been doing it a long time, and I have a lot of experience with pallies in particular. Pallies are OP. Pallies are OP and can usually handle quite a bit, but I also know what pallies can and can't handle, and I know what I can and can't handle. And so what the path that I take might not be a great path for somebody else.
That's true. I think so that's true. A really valid point to make is that everyone, this is one of the main things that I love about the challenges. Everyone, no matter what your playstyle is, no matter how you play the game, can work out what you want to do when you're playing a challenge tune. Because what works for you is not going to work for Stir, is not going to work for me, might work for maybe a third of the people in the chat room, may not, but we all find our own paths, and you know, all we can do is throw out, hey, look, here's all the tips and tricks, this is what I do. It might help you, it might not. Try it, don't try it, it's up to you. And I think you giving that path and some, you know, some little guidance and some advice on that, it's got, like, for me, my brain's already ticking, going, I'm already thinking, well, I haven't thought about that zone, so maybe I can look at that. And you know, and I think that's a really good thing, because we all want the knowledge, and what's going to work for us will be different for what tune you're playing, what challenge you're doing, and there's nothing wrong with that, because there's a lot of information out there. So, you know,
I mean, I would never tell anybody, hey, you know, just because I can go kill the deserters and do the deserters quest with a pally doesn't mean, you know, that I would tell anybody, hey, go take a pally and go try and do the deserters quest, because, you know, like, what might work for me, what if they go try the deserters quest with a pally and they die? Like, then I'm guilty of killing somebody's iron and I would feel terrible. So it depends on the person. It depends on how much experience you've had playing that class. I mean, if you don't have any experience playing a pally, that's another thing.
Yeah,
is you need to have experience playing that class too, and be comfortable playing the class.
Yeah,
definitely. Exactly. All right. So now that we know how you level, tell us, you've got to have, well, you've had a number of deaths. Mm-hmm. But you keep, you bounce back and you keep trying some more.
Yes.
But which one would you say is your most embarrassing death? Because we all have that story. My first embarrassing one was drowning. I to this day, no. I'm still embarrassed drowning. You know, now I was not a druid. Okay, that would be worse. but I still am ashamed to say I drowned. It's wow. Like, no, it's so preventable. But what about you?
Well, my most embarrassing death actually happened in Welgar's retreat in Wetlands. Mm-hmm. I was a little level 26 gnome warlock, and I mm-hmm. think it makes it worse that I was a gnome. I thought, I'll be safe here, and I went AFK. Mm-hmm. I came back from being AFK, and I was dead. How does one die in Welgar's retreat, you may ask? Mm. I wondered the same thing. So I went, well, I'll just click on the little tab that says, what happened to me? I thought that I had maybe accidentally marked myself with PvP and had gotten killed by a horde.
Oh, and, right.
And so I looked at the what happened to me thing, and I saw 15 fire damage, 15 fire damage, 15 fire damage, 15 fire damage. I had stood too close to the campfire and had died to the campfire, taking 15 fire damage over and over and over again.
Campfire death.
Wow. You know,
campfire
they say
to, death.
Death by campfire.
They say to stay out of the fire. It's those little tips. Yeah, stay out of the fire.
That was definitely my worst death ever. And let me tell you, I have not played a warlock since. I have not played a warlock since.
Wow. Wait, how long ago was that death? This year?
That was probably... That was probably 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay. Interesting. All right.
So the Wetlands lunch special was barbecued warlock.
Barbecued warlock.
Yeah. Oh, dear Lord.
Well, okay. Now, you mentioned Red Ridge, but of all the other zones you've talked about, which one would you say is the most unfriendly to challengers?
Well, I have a couple, several on my mm-hmm. list, depending on where you are. In Old World, I was, of course, everybody knows Dead Ridge. But that's kind of a given.
Yeah.
But in Old World, I would say it is a toss-up between the Barrens and the Stone Talon Mountains. The Barrens has just too many horde towns and glitchy quests. When I say glitchy quests, I'm talking about, I was on an iron one time and I went to go do, I was in the Southern Barrens and I went to go do that that quest where you have to go into the big dwarf building where all the fire is. And I got blown up by some random AOE from nowhere.
Yep.
And I was dead, just dead.
Yep.
So I would say to avoid the Barrens. And the Stone Talon Mountains, it's very horde friendly. There's just horde towns everywhere you go. Mm. And there are lots of quests that are just not iron friendly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. If you're in BC, definitely Hellfire Peninsula. Mm-hmm. Hellfire Peninsula is just not iron friendly, no matter where you go.
Yeah.
Fell Reaver.
Mm-hmm.
Fell Reaver.
He wants to make friends. He loves making friends with challenge turn.
Absolutely. He'll make friends with your bones.
Yeah.
In Wrath, Ice Crown and Storm Peaks. Mm-hmm. Neither one of those are very iron friendly for lots of reasons. and in Kata, Vashir. it is just too difficult to fight underwater.
Mm-hmm.
The hitboxes are just really off, and it can make it really difficult for irons to fight there. I actually, with my green man that I had at 84, that, you know, all you guys know about that, I think, where I equipped that item that I didn't really equip. I went to Vashir and then decided I didn't want to go there because it was just too difficult to hit things, like, even with a green man.
Interesting.
It made it really difficult to fight.
Yeah.
And so I would just say avoid Vashir. Other than that, I have not been past Kata on an iron or a green man. So I can't say.
Okay. Well, you've given us lots of things to think about. And as I said, the experience that you've had certainly helps with the knowledge and, you know, the tips and tricks. But we always want more. Because, you know, we are a little greedy. You know, it always helps. Advice is great. The tips, tricks, anything that's helpful. So for you, anyone that wants to start a challenge tune, what do you say them for advice?
So I have a few things to say to anybody who is currently playing or who is thinking about starting a challenge tune. My first thing is to play what you know and what you have fun with.
Mm-hmm.
Always start out playing what you know. Don't start out playing a class that you don't know anything about.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're always going to be better off. I think you'll go farther if you play what you know. Also, don't think you can complete something just because you completed it on a regular tune or another challenge tune that was a different class.
Mm-hmm.
Every class is different, and it's certainly going to be different on a regular tune than it will with a challenge tune. You have to take into consideration that you're not going to have all the spells that you would normally have. You're not going to have all the stats on your armor that you would normally have. You know, you're not going to be doing the damage that you would normally do. So don't think it's going to be the same.
Mm-hmm.
My other advice is to always keep at least one scout to level. Mm-hmm. If you have a tune that's died, it's really good to have a high level scout when you get out of the old world. Some quests can be really tricky.
Yeah. So true.
And don't think that, oh, well, this, my one iron died at level 20. I gotta delete it. No, like, seriously, keep it and level it. You will be so glad that you did. Because even if it only died at level 20 and you level that and you start another tune, let's say you come across a quest on your other tune and you're level 25. And you're not sure if you're going to be able to complete that quest, go try it on that dead iron.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll know if you can complete that quest. You know,
absolutely.
So it's really great to have.
Oh, yeah. In fact, today I was in Draenor and I was in Tanaean jungle. And you know how dangerous that place is for a regular tune. And I don't have flight yet for Draenor.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, but I need XP. And so I'm thinking, well, looking on a map, here's all these chests, treasure chests. And so I got on a scout today, same level. And I was walking around and I died like 3 times on the scout, just stealthing around and walking around. And I'm like making a mental note. Okay, those little green bush-like things near that one goal camp, if you touch it, it snags you and kills you. And you're like, whoa, instant death for an iron. yikes. So scouting, you're so true. You got to do
it. Very true. Absolutely.
So then I do have one trick for you guys, for anybody who's questing in Duskwood and who would like to get the achievement for questing in Duskwood, or who would like to complete all the quests there. Morlottam is a lot easier to kill than Stitches.
Okay.
No.
Stitches, let me tell you this, even on a pally, is rough. But I found a little trick to killing this guy that can save your booty.
Oh.
So,
tell more.
If you start attacking Stitches and you realize that as you're doing damage to him, hey, I blew all my cooldowns and my health is plummeting and I'm not being able to heal fast enough, or I'm running out of mana. If you quickly delete the quest from your log, Stitches will go away and you can run back into the little house there where the quest giver is and wait till all your cooldowns come back up. When you re-accept the quest, when Stitches pops back up, his health will be at the same place that it was when you stopped attacking him. You can delete and re-accept the quest as many times as you want until Stitches is dead. But let me tell you, you have to delete the quest fast before your health plummets. Okay. So I keep my finger on L, and then when I realize that, hey, I'm not being able to heal fast enough, or hey, all my cooldowns are on cooldown, I quickly hit L and then delete the quest, and then I run in and wait until everything's back off cooldown, and then I re-accept the quest and wash, rinse, repeat. So that's a little trick to killing Stitches if you're really set on getting the quest achievement for Duskwood. Makes it a little bit easier to kill him.
Well, Night Elves have always had the ability to, when taking on Stitches as a Night Elf, you can just hit Shadow Meld, and that will break aggro, that'll break, you know, engagement, go off to the side, wait for your cooldowns, and the local NPCs are still fighting him, so he stays where he's at, and then you can do it again. So it might take like 4 or 5 Shadow Melds over, you know, over that time, but Night Elves can do the same thing. But you said something earlier, and that is Morlottam is easier. I'm like, yeah. I can't do Morlottam.
They've actually fixed it, and I know this from previous attempts on a Night Elf at killing Stitches. They've fixed it so where if you Shadow Meld, his health resets. And it does the same thing if you run too far away from him. Because you used to be able to run into the little house, and you could hit him from the little house, and he would just stay outside, and you could just beat him from the little house, and he would just stay out there and kind of like chill with the NPCs. But now if you hit him from the little house, he follows you into the little house, but if you run too far in, he resets.
He's like, hey, I'm coming with you guys.
Yeah. So,
All right. Now, was there anything else that you wanted to add to that list?
There was one more thing. Also, guys, there's no stupid question. Don't be afraid to ask questions. If you're unsure about something, please ask. Somebody in the guild has an answer. If there's no one on in the guild,
unless they're AFK.
Unless they're AFK. If there's no one on in the guild, or if you're not in the guild and you're on a different server, post it on the forums. Somebody will have an answer for you, because you know, it's better to ask than to than to do something and have it red flag you or yellow flag you. You know, you want to go through this challenge with a green flag. You don't want to end up getting to like level 60 or 70 and then end up getting red flagged because you didn't ask a question.
Yeah.
So,
good point.
Ask questions, please.
So true. Yeah. And that's why we have a guild, is to keep each other company and to ask about quests and bosses and things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely. I don't even know everything. I still ask questions about stuff. So it's okay to ask questions.
Oh, the only way you learn is to ask questions. Absolutely. All righty. Well, we're running a little tad long. So what we'll do, we'll get back to the who was it? Moreland? Stir? You
more
wanted
Lardom.
To know Moreladom. You wanted to ask Miss D how she was able to do Moreladom.
Honestly, Moreladom is not hard on a pally. It's just
bubble, it's probably more class. Yeah. So Stir, you're on a rogue. That's the thing, Stir, you need to try pally.
I will tell you guys this. Pally, and I'm very partial to pallies. They have not failed me yet. Pallies are the way to go. I have gotten a pally farther than I have a hunter. And hunters used to be the way to go, but ever since the squish, they are not so much the way to go anymore because their pets can't really take the hit anymore. Pets die quickly.
Pets have had major changes, absolutely. They're they're squishy, not like they used to be.
No, they are not like they used
to be. But if you know a hunter, like you know a pally, you know, again, it's the person knowing the class.
It depends.
Definitely.
It depends on what you know. And Moreladom, you know, Stir can't do it on a rogue because rogues are, they're squishy. But
they are squishy. Like,
I can't play a rogue. I would never play an Iron Rogue because I hate rogues. But and it's like, Moreladom is very, he's very class dependent. Like I can kill him on a hunter or a pally, and have no problems with him. But would I ever kill him on a mage or a lock? Probably not.
No,
like
there's no way. Yeah, something that's squishy. Absolutely. All right, okay, let's keep going because we've still got a fair bit to get through. So how's your week been? No, obviously, because like you said, you've been working on your working man too. So has there been anything else that you've been doing and pushing the working man? Because, you know, you wanted to be number one on the leaderboard. So we all know, you know, competitive streak here from Miss D. Anything else that you've been doing this week?
I mostly have it. Okay, you're not gonna photobomb Kitty.
Kitty,
sorry. I have mostly been working on my working man when I'm not doing schoolwork.
Mm-hmm.
And I.
Sorry. What's Pussycat's name?
Duchess,
we're animal fudges?
Duchess.
Duchess. Hey, Duchess. She's beautiful.
Her nickname is Derpy because she's kind of stupid.
Derpy. She's beautiful.
She is beautiful. She is gorgeous.
She wants to see Bob.
There is no Bob.
With my working man, right now I'm in Tanaris doing quests out there. Mm. And Tanaris is pretty laid back. I don't have too many problems in Tanaris. The only thing I don't do in Tanaris is I don't do the one where you have to kill all the elites.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pre-BFA, I used to be able to do that arena quest thing. I used to be able to do that a Beast Mastery Hunter.
Yeah.
I used to be able to do that on a Beast Mastery Hunter. Mm-hmm. And I could easily solo it on an Iron Beast Mastery Hunter, but I can no longer do that. Mm-hmm. I would not dare try it. Yeah. So I do everything but that. And unfortunately, they did change it to where you can't get the Tanaris quest achievement without doing that, which kind of bums me out. But
yeah. See, that's the completionist in you. Yeah, I understand it that. Is. Understand that feeling.
That's why I say I only do places where I can complete all or most of the quests. Yeah. Well, because I know, enough. Like, Tanaris is great for, you know, for the quests that it has. But there is that, you know, that one little thing that they changed.
Yeah. But still, you know, you're doing well if you're down. Tanaris is a really good spot for some fantastic questing.
Yeah.
Well done. So. Like, you know, you're concentrating and working really well with the working man. So,
I haven't done any work on any of my other challenge tunes this week, just because I've been so focused on leveling my working man, and I really wanted to get her leveled. So.
Yeah. Hey, look, some people don't play multiple tunes in the week. I don't know, you know, I don't understand that. that's crazy, but you've focused on one thing. Some people get very happy when people focus. Thanks, Azzy. I was waiting for someone else to say that. But no, that's good. So I'm glad you've had a good week, which is fantastic. We will see. I think Stir's been a bit focused this week as well. Stir, what yes. have you done this week?
This is going to come as a surprise, but I've been working on a rogue.
What?
Yes, really? A rogue.
Crazy. Okay. How's it that is going? Crazy. How's but that going?
It is going really well. Really well. So 1 month ago today, so a Saturday 1 month ago, I lost my level, it was around level 90 rogue. Yeah. I was sneaking around in Gorgrond and aggroed a whole bunch of plants. So death by plants and died. So started a new one.
Fodder. That's what yes. you were.
Yes. So 1 month, one month later, level 101. So I'm kind of happy with that. I know there's some.
Wow.
101.
Damn. Yeah. Well done.
Well, you know, but I look at people like Lyson and Assy and Execute, and these guys, they book. So I'm kind of slow compared to some of these other guys. But I'm still kind of happy with the results. That's so fantastic. That's what I've been working on.
Well
and
done.
So I'm just sneaking around the remainder of Draenor, trying to get as many points out of it before I go to Legion. And I'm kind of dreading Legion and BFA again.
It's like, you gotta sneak and there's real carefully.
And there's no holidays to boost. So
well, they're coming. They're coming. Yeah. You know, you could change your focus. You're still a pacifist. Look, you could still go with the rogue, sir. You could still stay that off rogue and go with the pacifist for something different.
I need to get with Assy and Taco and get back to our teams.
Teams would be good. See, there we go.
Yeah, because we've got a level. We've got a level 27 team. We just haven't worked on it. So, okay. Taco, if you're out there.
Taco. Yeah, she's. I think she's been busy playing Diablo 3. So you might have to, you know, poke her and see what's going on. But yes, Stone, thanks for the comment, Stone. I knew it was coming. You see, Leader, that's what happens when you focus on a single character. I don't know what you mean, Stone. Anyway, Speaking of characters, I didn't play all of my characters this week. I only played a couple, but I didn't play all of them. I didn't have a Nisi week. I'm going to call it my Nisi week is when I kind of play all my characters. Nisi, homage to you. But this week I did get a level on my little baby pacifist, so my Tauren Druid. She hit 29, so she's getting there. However, I did get two levels this week, and I didn't update my show notes. My big girl, my big passy, she hit 81. Baby, I am in Pandaria. Oh my God, I don't even know who I am anymore. Seriously, I don't even have a clue. So I hit 81 last night. I did my last ever round of going to Shalazar Basin. Damn, I'm going to miss that place. I took her over. I decided between did I want to do Kata or did I want to do Pandaria? And Zaya gave me some advice when he was on the other night. And I thought, right, I'm leaving Kata and we're going straight to Pandaland. So I've taken her. So she's sitting over in an inn. I haven't done anything yet because I'm kind of like, what am I doing? I have no idea. So that's kind of a little surreal, but super, super happy with that. And then I did play a couple of Bloodthirsties last night. So I got my Human Warlock to 21. I got my Lightforged Hunter to 46 because, you know, I had to do the whole Eastern Kingdoms, Western Kingdoms. And like you, Misty, chasing those rares, baby. I tell ya, one of my most favorite things on a Bloodthirsty is chasing the rares. So she hit 46 after doing Western Plaguelands and Eastern Plaguelands. So that was really good. And then my big Night Elf Hunter hit 67 last night as well. So I finally got a level on her. And she's been in Storm Peaks killing rhinos. Killing many, many, many rhinos. So it's been a good week. I didn't kill anyone. So yay. So I was kind of focused. Focused on a few tunes. Anyway, that's my excuse. All right. Okay. Let's have a look.
Well done.
Yeah, we're getting there. We're getting there. All right. Let's have a look. Hang on. Where's my bumpers? I gotta find my bumpers. Here we go. Let's try this one.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
There we go. Thank you, Rogue Slayer. Oh, I love that. That's so cool. Okay, so just we don't have a lot of stuff to really add in. It's been a bit of a slow week all rounds. However, one thing I want to definitely mention has to do with teams, has to do with team names. So Alminia has put in code to stop this, but it is in the team FAQ. It is like the very last point about your team name. Anyone that is using a promotion in a team name is not going to happen, okay? We don't want twitch.tv, Twitter/whatever your team name. Do not put that in there, okay? Because it's basically, we're not about promotion. If you want to keep your team name as, you know, Leader is the Greatest, fine. Happy, go with that. But if my promotional channel is, you know, twitch.tv, Leader is the Greatest, well, we're not having that for a team name. So your main thing is, Will Wheaton's Will always comes into play. Don't be a dick when it comes to naming your teams. Really pretty simple. That's the same thing that we do for the forums. It's the same thing that we do for Discord. That is always going to be rule number one. Okay. If anything is misleading about a team name, anything is misrepresenting, whether it's intentional or not, we will change it. And trust me when I say there was one change this week. So if you don't like it, don't pick those kind of names because I have got the mods are across this. So if we see something and when it's not up to the level that it needs to, it will get changed. So I just want to make a reminder for those people doing Teams, okay? So it's a big thing. But Alminia, praise Alminia's put code that this should stop anyone trying to do this in future. So again, just giving you a heads up, guys, to let you know. All right? But yeah. Otherwise, if there's something that's inappropriate or misleading, it will get changed. All right. So, that being said, so that was the main thing. I think, Stir, did you want to add the more news? Because I think you...
Oh, sure.
Do you want to talk about that one?
So, being at 101, I'm looking for easy XP. So the first thing I do is look at the calendar and go, well, what's coming up? Any holidays like Brewfest? I mean, really, we could all use a Brewfest because, well, one, all of us like to drink, and two, good XP. But right now is a quiet time for World of Warcraft. There's no current holidays. And it's actually a couple of more weeks before Dark Moon Fair. And get this, a month plus before a holiday, like Harvest Festival, I think is the next one. But I think that's September. Yeah. So we're going to go all of August without a holiday. So
No holidays.
You're going to have to actually work for it. You want the XP?
There's no holidays in games. However, some of us have a real life holiday because, you know, it is birthday month. And as Leda likes to do is have birthday month, not dealing with work. So I'll get my own little real life holiday. So that's exciting for me, but not in game. Not in game, guys.
Yeah. Jelly, you guys do it right, taking a whole month off. I mean, that is just so cool.
Hell yeah, I know. All right. It's vacation days. We're Australian. We call it holidays. It's holidays. It's what we do. Okay, so state of the challenges. Let's do it. All right, guys, I'm going to give Miss D, can you read through the irons for me, please?
Sure. For the irons, we have at number 10, Scowls. At number 9, Chinlo. At 48, who is yellow flagged for killing blow percent too low, 51.77%. Mortimer at 57, number 8. Number 7, Nikki at 61. Number 6, Zayam Melma at 62. Number 5, Solfu at 66. Number 4, Hunter Punk at 75. Number 3, 8-9 at 82. Number 2, One Shot Ash at 90. And number 1, Imposter at 101.
I see a cattail behind you. That is so funny. It's like, I thought you had an arm up in the air and you were just waving at us.
Waving like, hey, nice. Well done. All right. Thank you for that. Stir, go for it.
Yeah, the Bloods. Zaya Barra at 58 spot number 10. At number 9, Token Farm, 60. But yellow flagged because the kills granting experience is too low. So you got to keep an eye on that. Soul Fist is at 60. At number 7, Nikki at 61. Oh, look, Lita, Blood Litar at 67, as you just mentioned. Hey, nice. Killer Chris, 70, but rip. Sorry about that. Mm-hmm. Killer Chris, how'd you die? Soul Snuffer at 79. At number 3 is Blood Trap, 84, and another death, rip. So yeah. Yikes. 84. Ouch. Oh, both the 70 and 84. Those hurt. Ow. Sorry, Blood Trap. Soul Stoned. Now who could that be? 89. And Soul. Yeah. And at the number 1 spot, Soulful Paw at 108.
Well done, Woot. Nisi. Yeah. Awesome. Alrighty, let's do it. Pacifist, Miss D. Who have we got?
At number 10, Piglity, at 57. At number 9, Pose Picker at 58. At number 8, Herbalissa at 70. At number 7, Ferraflora at 71. Number 6, Pasolita at 81. At number 5, Passive Fist at 81. At number 4, Zayapassi at 83. Number 3, Passipaw at 83. Number 2, Silent Herbert at 98. And number 1, Herminator at 106.
Nice. Well done. Passies. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Tins.
Okay. Tens. So at the number 5 spot is Iron Price at level 20. Number 4, Tenkin. I like that name, Tenkin, at 31. Better 10, which I guess is better than Tenkin. Better 10 is at level 50.
Yeah.
And 10 cubed, or 10, 10, 10, 55. And a Rundell at level 77.
Nice.
Is that the number one spot? Yeah.
That's right. I was really surprised. We only had 5 tins this week. So I think everyone's been busy on other things. Oh, which is cool. But yeah. All right, greens. Go for it, Misty.
At number 10, Feralissa, 43. Number 9, Green Phoenix, 48. But RIP. Mm-hmm. At number 8, Christiest at 56. At number 7, Zuzu at 62. Number 6, Green Boom at 64. Number 5, Skygazer at 72. Number 4, Steladon at 73. Number 3, Green Gushkin at 75. Number 2, Green Lock at 78. At number 1, Ferrishammy at 87.
Well done.
Cool.
All right.
Okay. Working Man, which, you know, it's cool to see that this particular challenge variant is really picking up. Mm-hmm. just by the number of folks. But here we go. At the number 10 spot, Drunken Work is at level 17. Lurst is at 19. Hollywork is at 22. Also at level 22 is Hardly Worky. Ran out of letters, but you can tell that they wanted Hardly Working. Effortless is at level 24. At the number 5 spot is Iron Huntress at 25. 9 to 5 is at 28.
Mm-hmm.
Ferristella is at 31. Working 3 at 46. And at the number 1 spot, Shireen at 47.
Yay!
Good job, guys.
Good job. All right. And you know what? Jeez, I love some of those names. That's effortless. Like, seriously, how did someone get that name? That is awesome. I would have thought someone would have taken that from somewhere. Hardly worky. Like, you guys crack me up. That is fantastic. All right, teams, let's have a look. So Iron Teams this week, we had a number 3, Gaming for Pups hit 23. Number 2 this week is Light and Lightning hit 46. But coming in at the number 1 spot would have to be Team Puppet Rides again.
Yes.
At level again. 62. Nisi, Zorts, well done, guys. All right, congratulations to all the teams. No one died this week, so fantastic. Our blood teams, no bloods, nobody, nothing, zero, zip, nada. Okay, however, we did have a green team, and that is Tall and Small hit 46 this week. Well done. There we go. Awesome. Okay, well, obviously, commiserations to those. We did lose a couple of big ones this week. So, guys, you know, commiserations to that. But well done. to everyone who's done leveling on your tunes this week. Congratulations for that. Okay, where's the bumper? Here's the bumper. Let's play the bumper.
This just in, it's Chit Chat.
All right. Now, this is a time when you can send in your tips, tricks, puns. I'm sorry, Miss D. I'm really sorry, Miss D. Anyway, this one's from Azzy. I have read this one beforehand. Normally, I try not to, but this one I had read, and I'm going to apologize in advance. But as per what we normally like to start this section off with, you know, the guest does get to read this one. So do it as much justice as you possibly can, Miss D. Go for it, please.
Yeah.
Okay, from Azzy, if you're American going into the bathroom and American when you're leaving, do you know what you are while in there? Am I supposed to read the answer?
Mm-hmm. Yep, go
sure.
For it. Go for it.
You're a peeing.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to have to get some cheers and I'm going to have to get some, like, sound emote things, I think. Azzy, look, Azzy, I will say this before we go on to the next one, Stir, because you're doing the next one. I have to say that I did not get this for, like, the longest time, Azzy. I was a little unsure about the context of what this was. And when somebody explained to me what the joke was, I was like, yeah, that's bad. It's bad. So, Azzy, I'm sorry, sweetie. You can do so much better than this. Hang on, let me look you right down the camera, Azzy, because you know I heart you in so many ways, okay, Azzy? Just saying, like, you can do better. You can do better than
you're
this.
Better
hang
than
on,
this.
Hang on. Where's Jangler?
You're better than this.
There you go. As he just saying, doll, next week, okay? I like the level to be up here. You know, you're pushing for gold, Azzy. Keep pushing for gold, sweetie, okay? But thank you. Thank you. We
okay.
do appreciate. So, you've got the next
yeah,
one.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if this makes up any lost ground.
Okay.
This is from Stone.
Hmm.
Stone. You know, I've heard that name before. Hmm. And he says he stole it from Facebook. Justice is best served cold. Otherwise, it would be just water. Okay. We'll give that a bronze. Yeah, yeah.
I'll give it this slow clap, you know. Slow clap. Thank you, Stone. Thank you for contributing. We do appreciate it. You know, maybe this, you know, Stir, this might be a regular Azzy V Stone, you know, joke pun
yeah.
thing. Mm-hmm. You know. We'll see how it goes. Zortz is not happy with any of them. Zortz, where's yours? yeah, just, you know, just saying. Next week, sorts. Just saying. Actually, I'll say it. I've got something for Zorts in a minute. That's all right. Anyway, okay. Other than that, I'll make your soundbite later. Okay, thank you. I've got something really special for you in a minute, Zorts. So, just bear with me. Other than that, I don't think there's really anything other from the chat room that I can see other than Stone, Working Man, is taken off. So thank you. Everyone seems to be having a lot of fun with that. So again, thank you. We, as always, you know, some kudos to Stone. So thank you for that. All right. Let's do it. Stir. Over to you, Iron Elites. Go for it, please.
Yeah. Hey, this is kind of a long list. Hey, well, we do want to say say thanks to all of the Iron Elites. And so I'm going to do this as fast as I can. So thanks go out to Alejandras, Assy, Chupa, Crash Landing, Miss D, Dave DeHunter, Dino, Execute, LB, Fur, Five Iron, Frasley, Sparkspan, Gazden, Grand Nagus, Introvert Genius, Cashbringer, Chris W, Lila, Lyson, Mrs. Rock Guru, Never Died, Nisi, O Canada, Onyx Hammer, Periton, Rude de Brune, myself, Stir, Stone, Swing Cat, Taco, Thylani, Tiber, aka Tiber, Toasty, Tully, Turwinkle, Two Frog, Almenia, you name Methethel, Velasila, Winema, Zaya, and Zorts.
I know.
Get off the stage.
So let's get off the stage. Thank you. That's awesome. Again, got, like, we do appreciate all the Iron Elite that's the contributing to the server. And look, guys, again, we, without your contribution, you know, it helps. Everything goes towards looking after the website and the server so all this can be done. And again, we greatly, greatly appreciate you guys.
Yes, yes.
Just whether it's through Twitch, whether it's through Patreon, whether it's through PayPal, whether, you know, so if there's any way that you want to contribute, even if it's, you know, just throwing in something for a contest, you guys, it all helps. So we say thank you. Thank you so much. We really do appreciate it. Other than that, if anyone's not on the list that I've missed, please let me know. Just poke me or poke the mods and let them know. I'm trying to keep it as up to date as I possibly can. But as we can see, Lita mutes herself at the start of a show. You know, what do you expect? You get that. All right. As always, I have to say a huge thank you to the mods who are invaluable. So to us, aren't they, Stir? Really. So again, thank you guys.
Yeah.
Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya, and Zorts. Appreciate it. And you too, Stir. But we do, you know, we do appreciate everything that you do, the things, you know, the extra. You guys go up and beyond for us. And again, you know, crazy time zones is always fun, as you guys know. Trying to catch up on stuff, but I appreciate the mods greatly. So thanks, guys. And for everyone that's here watching, that's kind of forwardly. What did I say? I don't even know what I said. But for everyone in the chat room, everyone that watches, whether you're watching the video or listening to the podcast, again, we do truly appreciate, you know, just hanging out with us, popping in, listening. And again, without you guys and everyone doing the challenges, you know, we wouldn't be here doing this. So thank you for giving the challenges a go, for listening, for having some fun with it. We greatly appreciate that. So thank you very much. Now, for next week, there will be a show next week. Yes, which will be the 27th of July, which means Lita's only got less than a week to go before she's on holidays. Did I mention I'm going on holiday soon? Oh, yeah.
At least once.
Exactly. Now, for next week, I'm super excited because my guest host will be Zorts. So, thank you, Zorts. Very exciting. So, you know, if I've got a guest host in Zorts, who am I going to get on for a guest? There's really only one person I could possibly get on for a guest if Zorts
for
is
sure,
here.
For sure.
Really?
Zeppelin Master?
That would be the Don't Jump John. So Turwinkle, bless his little heart, is going to come and join us next week, Zorts.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I feel, what a perfect conversation. So I'm super excited because I don't think I've been able to. I think the last time I had the boys on, we had both Zortz and Terwinkle as Stone. And I think it was Stone and I had them as our guests. So Zortz is excited. He's so excited. I can tell it. I can feel it from here. So, yeah. So I thought I thought you'd be happy with that nice little surprise I've thrown in there for you, Zort. So yeah, looking forward to next week greatly. Anyway, Miss D, thank you so much for today. We appreciate, one, your time and all of the wonderful information that you've given us, because you've given us a lot of information, a lot of tips, tricks, everything. So thank you so much for coming and joining us, hanging out with us and having a chat today. So can you please tell people where they can find you or get in contact with you?
Yeah. If you guys need to get in contact with me, you can reach me on Discord. My name on Discord is Smudgems, SMOODGEMS #0459. Or my email is melodyfew@gmail.com. Or you can reach me on Facebook at melodyfew@gmail.com. Or I can be reached sometimes on Twitch. I'm not on there very often, but it's just Daenerys1985. That's Daenerys. And that's pretty much it. I do have a YouTube channel where you can leave me comments if you'd like. You can just search for Melody Few. Mm-hmm. And my last name is just F-E-W.
Okay. And we'll make sure all the information's up on the blog post with the episode. And that you can find on the wowchallenges.com website. You can also find all the information for Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and the YouTube channel. So everything's there on the front page if you want to check that out. You can also listen to this episode, because technically we are a podcast. We have got the video as well, because we do a live show. So check out either Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, or Stitcher Radio is where you can find us. And if you would like to send any tips, any tricks, any jokes, any puns, or just tell us how you're going with your challenge, then please send us an email to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Stir, where can we find you, please?
Wow, I don't think I can top that. The easiest way is to just look for me on Discord. I'm usually near the top of the list, and you'll find me as Stir. Or if you've rolled a tune and want to join a guild, we're on Worm Rest Accord, and just look for the WoW Iron Man Guild. And we set it up so that anybody can invite anybody. So you don't have to wait until I'm online. You can just whisper anyone in the guild and they'll let you in.
Just remember, so if someone's AFK, you know, then try someone else. That's because sometimes, sometimes people go AFK and might not see that you've whisked them. So have a look and see if there's other people on, if you don't get a response.
Or in a battle.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun over there, definitely.
If you message somebody in the guild and they don't respond right away, give them a few minutes, because they might be trying not to get their booty handed to them.
That's right. They could be fighting. Absolutely. So, yeah. So sometimes just be patient, because people, you know, are busy doing other things. But definitely a fun place to come over to is Wormrest for sure. So please, everyone's welcome there. All right. Now, where you can find me. Huh, where am I? Okay. You can find me on Twitter. I am at Leta Wow, which is LETAWOW. As well as there are a couple other things I do, some couple other shows. Behind the Avatar, we're getting there. We'll get an episode, soon. And Adventures in Azeroth. Stone and I did do episode 88 yesterday, so please check that out. And we have got a new picture for out where in the world of Warcraft are we? So it'll be interesting to see who gets that one right this week, this month. So, yeah, so check that out. All right. The thank yous, Stir. Yeah. Can I leave that to you, please?
Sure. And, of course, you know, we want to thank the folks who make that really cool intro and outro. First, the intro, Mark Conan, really nice job. And we're still using it and still enjoy it. And if you'd ever like to find Mark Conan, you can find him on Twitter at Mark Conan Wow, and Epic Insanity, you know, for the outro. And he too can be found on Twitter at Epic Insanity _ Insanity. And you can also find him on Twitter and Frozen Nerds and BlizzCon Podcast. So thanks again, gentlemen, for making the intros and outros for us.
Absolutely. They have been great friends of both Stone's and mine for many, many years. And we do always love to give them kudos because, you know, one, they're great people, great guys, and two, they did awesome jobs. So thank you so much. All right. Well, that is the show, guys. So again, everyone, have a fantastic week. Miss D, thank you again. Stir, thank you for the co-hosting duties this week. Appreciate that. Everyone, please just stay safe, whether you're in game or out of game, and just have some fun when you're playing whatever game that you're playing. Please go have some fun. Other than that, we'll catch you next week. Bye, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye. Thank you. Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.